It's an overcast morning. A normal walk to work. It's good for me. Good exercise. Go by the house. It's got the little thing that says, "You're being recorded." It's a Shetland morning, although the wind's not kicked up yet, but certainly overcast. I'm watching videos that the way you get bright on a Shetland morning going out for a walk is you don't look up to see the sun, the stars, stuff like that. You look down and you see the little flowers. You got some yellow flowers and stuff like that, and that's what makes it work. Beautiful place. Green. Everything looks like a mowed lawn because of all the sheep. Of course, the wool knitting industry is there, and it's a heck of a thing. And anyway, so, well, yesterday we got a chance to, during lunch, Elder Nemro got into the house. So we've seen it. It's more of a gas house. I don't know how much of a pain in the butt it's going to be able to get the gas turned on. If they're really going to be it just kind of depends. My thought is, and the thought of others, is that you have to have things checked before it'll be done. And that's a little tricky, honestly. Huh. There's a lot of abandoned houses in this town. Don't know if they're all about, "Well, I was going to rent it," and you're going, it ain't look like you're renting it. It looks like you just walked away. I mean, it's your stuff. Choose to do with it what you will. But, yeah. So anyway, I got the next door house. We got in there. And you know what? It looks like they had done, it looks like there had been some work done in a positive way. So it's quite, quite nice. Oh my gosh. Is this the place where the orange tagged vehicles were? They're parked in the street. Either they're gone or they got picked up. That'll happen. Well, anyway, so. Always somewhat interested. What are the decisions people make? What makes them tick? Not to take advantage of it, but just I have to always have to think it's an idle curiosity for just what I don't do with the information I have. Anyway, it looks like from the whirligig, which is running kind of slow today, but faced in a northeast direction and turning, so that that's where the prevailing wind's coming from today, or this morning. Which is why it's a little chilly here. Here we're down below 60 today. Not a cold enough snap to solve bug problems and things like that. But makes for more pleasant days altogether. Fall is my favorite season. I'm not a Halloween person, never have been. But at work, they want us to get into it. Guys really like getting stuff going. We need to get to the point to where we're actually recording where pieces of equipment are going so we can find them readily. Oh, ooh, the sun's making a little bit of an appearance. Just around the horizon, orange, and boy, then the clouds hit, and it's like nothing. You know, you like having oranges and purples and stuff like that, but we're not getting that today because of the very high clouds. Don't really anticipate any rain, but I'm always surprised. You look at stuff and you go, oh, it's not going to rain today. And then it does. It's like, oh. So I'm no judge of these things. There you go. All right. So, around the corner here, elementary loop, in 9th Street. Folks are off and are walking out. There was a couple of changes this morning at work. Anyway, I feel like I'm losing some weight again. I got so accustomed to having 38 pants that were just a little small for me around the waist. And when I started this job, had to update my wardrobe a bit, well, completely, going from a situation where I would often wear t-shirts and cargo shorts to where I am now, which is button-down shirts and I wouldn't say khakis, but I went from IT scum, slime, I don't know what to call them, scum, or it's scummy, you know, IT whatever, down to extreme casual. That's probably the right way to say it. Went from extreme casual. I mean, clean stuff. Come on. Two. Yeah. To business class. Anyway. Gotta start working on policies. And the normal process is to steal policies from other institutions that you like. Sometimes you bring them with you. I'm not wanting to get too deep into it. As we're going to have our software. You know, I'm going to have a director and a coordinator, hopefully. Like I said, you got a 90-day probation period, and I was just thinking, I said, wait a minute. I don't think I've hit the 90-day probationary period. They could still just walk me out and say, Nemro, we're not happy with you. You're out of here. I don't think they're gonna. It was hard enough to fill the position to begin with. We're trying to fashion a craft that can weather some storms. We've been real lucky so far, so I'm not unhappy. I've got a few little things to do here up front. Still gotta get an asset keeper pulled together, and can't put that on the back burner at all. Policies can be a little bit flexible. Beyond that, concentrating as asset keeper. Anyway, wonderful morning. Look, I think the clouds are starting to kind of get weird. It might burn off. So, okay. Talk to you, bye.